Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. And today on the WGXC Morning Show, we'll hear excerpts from performances from Ryder Cooley from the Dust Bowl Fairies and Lex Gray and the Urban Pioneers from their performances at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill this past Saturday night, February 4th. It was also broadcast on WGXC at 90.7 FM with web streams at the Avalon Lounge almost every show at wgxc.org/listen. And stay tuned to listen to those two performances or short excerpts from them. We'll also have all the local news and more. Better weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate, national headlines from the Public News Service on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned when Jason Martin is finished singing this song. The show starts.
This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
This is Stuart Moxham of The Gist, and you are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre.
Here are the WGXC headlines for Monday, February 6th. On February 4th, the United States shot down a Chinese spy balloon that had floated from the western United States to off the coast of South Carolina. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken canceled a previously scheduled trip next week in China because of the brouhaha. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake rocked southeastern Turkey and northern Syria early on February 6th, knocking over hundreds of buildings and killing more than 1,300 people. Hundreds are still believed to be trapped under rubble, and the death toll was expected to rise as rescue workers searched mounds of wreckage in cities and towns across the area. President Joe Biden gives the annual State of the Union address at 9 p.m. on Tuesday, February 7th. The Bank of Greene County has a plan to grow $5 billion in assets without acquisitions. The bank has already doubled in size in the last 5 years and 2 years ago surpassed $2 billion in assets. New York deer are infected with the Omicron variant of COVID-19, a study has found. The coronavirus has now been found in deer in 15 states. Harry Styles won Album of the Year at the Grammy Awards February 5th, and Beyoncé won her 32nd award and surpassed late composer George Sulty for the most Grammy Awards ever.
On Monday, February 13th, Catskill's Brian Dewan will sing songs of love, romance, paramours, freaks, from the year 1600 to the year 2005 at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. It's the night before Valentine's Day with Catskill's Brian Dewan's annual Valentine's performance this year at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. You can turn out there or tune into a live WGXC web stream and a live WGXC broadcast on 90.7 FM. Turn out or tune in for Catskill's Brian Dewan the night before Valentine's Day live from the Avalon Lounge in Catskill on WGXC and at the Avalon Lounge.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Daily News for Monday, February 6th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. Governor Kathy Hochul promised no new taxes when she unveiled her budget proposal last week. But apparently there is at least one exception. Zach Fink reports for New York State of Politics that Hochul wants to raise the tax on a pack of cigarettes by a dollar to $5.35. Hochul also wants to ban a flavored tobacco, including menthol cigarettes. Trevor Summerfield of the American Lung Association said he was ecstatic at the news, saying, quote, "There is evidence out there that shows when you increase the tax on tobacco products by a minimum of a dollar or 10% of the product price, you are going to see people quitting smoking, but also not picking up the habit in the first place," unquote. Capitalists such as Kent Sopris of the New York Association of Convenience Stores are unhappy with Hochul's new cigarette policy, saying, quote, "The proposed flat-out ban on flavored and menthol tobacco will harm convenience stores and other tobacco retailers across the state, hands down," unquote. Sopris did point out one inconsistency in Hochul's policies. Quote, "It is bizarre and unfair that the state on one hand would promote smoking marijuana and cannabis and then say that menthol cigarettes and menthol tobacco are no good," unquote, Sopris said. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. The Troy Record reports that Representative Paul Tonko is crowing that he helped get the Capital District Transportation Committee a $1,150,000 grant through the U.S. Department of Transportation's Safe Streets and Roads for All grant program for a safety plan for the Capital Region. Tonko said some of the money will go for planning to make streets locally safer for pedestrians and bicyclists. Read more about this story in the Troy Record. Andrea Macko reports for Porcupine Soup that Greene County legislators hold a public hearing Monday, February 6th, on whether to give volunteer firefighters and volunteer emergency and medical personnel a break on their county property taxes. Legislators have proposed a property tax exemption of 10% of assessed value for the primary home of a volunteer first responder. The Greene County legislature takes public comment on the matter at 6 p.m. on the fourth floor of the county office building at 411 Main Street in Catskill on Monday, February 6th. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. The Times Union rounds up reports from the record-breaking cold this past weekend. Albany's temperature fell to minus 13, matching a record for the date in 1978. The wind chill fell to 34 below, which had not been felt in Albany since Valentine's Day 2016. Glens Falls fell to minus 24, beating the previous record there of minus 22 in 1978. Poughkeepsie only got to minus 7, which was not a record. This week, temperatures will be in the 40s several days and may reach the 50s. Read more about this story in the Albany Times Union, and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.
Hello, and welcome to the better weather for Monday, February 6th. 8.5% of the way through the year, we find ourselves with 42 days left until the official start of spring, but it feels a little closer than that, with local early morning temperatures ranging from a merciful 27 degrees in Steventown and Red Hook to 39 degrees in Medusa. Regional average soil temperature is 32. Finally hit the freezing mark. And snow falls today about 80 miles away over the Adirondacks. Over here, we got mostly cloudy skies and a high of 42 happening at noon. Winds will be stiff at 12 miles per hour, and that will push conditions down to freezing. So even though it's warmer, still wrap up and grab the gloves if heading out. Overnight, temperatures drop to 20 degrees. Then tomorrow, it bounces back up to 40 by 2 p.m. Winds will still make it annoying to be outside. 33 degrees overnight takes us into a similar Wednesday with a high of 44. Thursday, rain. Sunset today will be at 5:01 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:59 a.m. Looking way up, we see at the moment not a whole lot is going on, but we are watching the angry sunspot 3216 swing into view. It will be looking right at us in a couple days. Solar wind speed is currently 429.1 kilometers per second at 11.5 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 5 megahertz till dark, then fair below 15 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3.6. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 79. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Here is 2013 new music from James Brandon Lewis. Someday we'll all be free. James Brandon Lewis with Someday We'll All Be Free on 90.7 FM WGXC.
Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
All those in favor of approving the report say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay.
Nay.
The ayes have it, and the report on the Rules and Bylaws Committee has been adopted.
Democratic National Committee Chair Jamie Harrison says changes made to the DNC presidential primary calendar elevate the diverse communities at the heart of the party. The DNC approved a plan to replace Iowa's caucus with South Carolina's primary. Nevada and New Hampshire would go next on the same day, followed by Georgia and then Michigan. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh says the latest jobs report shows President Joe Biden is delivering results for the American people.
It's a good, strong report. It shows that, you know, 12.1 million jobs have been created since President Biden has taken office.
Biden is expected to devote much of his second State of the Union address Tuesday to jobs, inflation, and efforts to rebuild the nation's infrastructure. The jobs report showed the unemployment rate fell to its lowest level in more than 50 years. Americans for Prosperity, the donor and activist network fueled by conservative billionaire Charles Koch, says it will oppose another campaign by former President Donald Trump.
Now more than ever, we need a strong, principled freedom movement.
Trump has already announced his bid, but many Republican donors say they're frustrated by disappointing midterm election results for Trump-backed candidates. A Washington Post ABC News poll finds Americans have little interest in a Trump-Biden presidential rematch. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey tells NBC News that a policing reform bill could pass the current Congress, despite a lack of interest from some Republicans.
And we are a nation right now that should set the global standard for professionalism policing, and we are falling short of that to the horror of more and more Americans.
A new survey shows an overwhelming majority in the U.S. wants policing reform. The Department of Justice will conduct a review of the Memphis Police Department following the death of Tyre Nichols at the hands of five officers.
U.S. China right now are in a sort of a low-stake confrontation with a very high stake at hand.
Hudson Institute China Director Miles Yu says current U.S.-China relations are so tense that any incident could ignite sharp friction. Navy divers are gathering pieces of what the Chinese say was a weather balloon shot down off the coast of South Carolina. Lawmakers from both parties have questioned how the balloon was allowed to pass over the U.S. Election security experts say problems with the devices used to maintain registration lists have helped spread election conspiracy theories. Technical problems cause significant delays for voters in California, Ohio, and Michigan. There are no national security and reliability standards for the devices, but observers don't expect the standards in time for the next election. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We have major developments in North Carolina today, where a power shift in the North Carolina Supreme Court may mean a return to gerrymandered maps and a strict voter ID requirement. It could also impact Moore versus Harper in the U.S. Supreme Court. In November's elections, the power shifted on the state's high court, resulting in a 5-2 conservative majority. During the redistricting process, a more liberal court had denied efforts by GOP legislators to pass heavily gerrymandered congressional and state voting district maps. Soon after the new court was sworn in, Republican lawmakers requested a rehearing of Harper v. Hall, the root case of Moore v. Harper. On February 3rd, the AP and the Carolina Journal reported that the new court granted an exceedingly rare rehearing. Since 1993, only 2 rehearings were granted in 214 such requests. Also to be reheard is Holmes v. Moore, which attempts to overturn a 2018 law requiring strict voter ID, challenged by the NAACP. In her dissent over granting the rehearing, Justice Anita Earls wrote, "Not only does today's display of raw partisanship call into question the impartiality of the courts, but it also erodes the notion that the judicial branch has the institutional capacity to be a principled check on legislation that violates constitutional and human rights." Find articles and groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Turn out or tune into the Moral Panic Variety Hour on Wednesday, February 8th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. It's a new series put together by Noah Harley, featuring this month indie folk from Will Lawrence, Wide, Dark, and Noah, and tales from Ernest Shackleton's Goldfish, and video works by Margot Ross and others. WGXC will have a webcast of the entire show at wgxc.org/listen, and will air the show on 90.7 FM from 8 to 10 p.m. That's the Moral Panic Variety Hour, Wednesday, February 8th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill, with a live webcast and broadcast at wgxc.org.
Next, we hear 2022 music from Spoon, the Adrian Sherwood reconstruction of the song on the radio at 90.7 FM.
Say, how come you still play that game, John Briggs?
On Saturday, February 4th, WGXC had a live webcast and a live broadcast on 90.7 FM of a show from the Avalon Lounge in Catskill with local performers Ryder Cooley from the Dust Bowl Fairies and Lex Gray and the Urban Pioneers performing. Here is an excerpt of Cooley performing the opening set.
Thank you. song Dennis wrote, and it's about a very special cat named Hermanus. He is room on his back. Everybody knows he's a complicated cat. He's a room like a sphinx, giving us the eye, trying to tell us something. Is there something he can do?
After that, the full band Lex Gray and the Urban Pioneers performed at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Here's an excerpt.
Thank you so much, Ryder and Dennis, for bringing your amazing brand of cool, freaky, independent, wild, out-of-the-box music to everybody in our community tonight. I'm Lex Gray with the Urban Pioneers. We started out being a band in New York City, you know, all wild and playing all the nightclubs. And then we moved up here and we gained an introspection and a way that we really wanted to bring our creativity to the table. And thanks to you guys, you've enabled us to do that. And as of last week, our album was the number one blues album in New York. And it's thanks to a college and community radio. Thank you, WGXC. I hear a nasty rumor they are live streaming this. And let's be thankful that our local radio is supporting local artists and living musicians and living artists in that community right here, right now. We're in this together.
Thank you. From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. On February 2nd, three local congressional representatives voted for a bill, and I quote, denouncing the horrors of socialism, end quote. House Resolution 9 is deeply ridiculous legislation. It was a show vote in a country with many socialist policies, such as the collective funding of the military for national defense. The bill passed 328-86, with Democrat Pat Ryan and Republicans Elise Stefanik voting for the resolution and Democrat Paul Tonko voting against. The resolution only said, and I quote, "This concurrent resolution denounces socialism and opposes the implementation of socialist policies in the United States," end quote. This has little chance of passing the Senate nor being signed by President Joe Biden. The Cook Political Report forecasts a toss-up election for Republican Mark Molinaro in the 19th congressional district in 2024. The same group says that Pat Ryan's 18th district leans to the Democrat. Molinaro defeated Democrat Josh Riley in last fall's election, where Republicans picked up a few seats in New York. With a presidential election in 2024, turnout is likely to be higher in Molinaro and Ryan's next election. Larry Rulison reports in the Times Union that the Department of Environmental Conservation is investigating an oil spill February 2nd at the Norlite Aggregate Plant and Incinerator in Cohoes in Albany County. A DEC spill response team investigated the incident and blamed equipment failure on a waste oil tank located in the facility's equipment building for the leak of 200 gallons of waste oil onto the ground. They said there were no air quality impacts from the spill. Norlite makes aggregate from shale that is used in road and construction projects and has a history of violations with DEC in Cohoes. Norlite has been accused of emitting illegal emissions and dangerous silica dust into the air that has caused health problems for neighboring residents. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC renewable weather forecast for Monday, February 6th. And we begin each renewable weather forecast with the price of fossil fuels in Greene County. The Stewart's Shops in Caro has gas at $3.54 a gallon, the lowest according to the Gas Buddy website. The air quality forecast for Monday is just an 11, which is very low. The UV index is a 2, which is high for the winter but considered low overall. The Hudson River water temperature in Albany in the Hudson River is 37.5 degrees, and on average over the past 10 years on this date, the average temperature has been just above 36 degrees, so it's a degree and a half above average for the past 10 years. The National Weather Service at Albany predicts a cloudy Monday with a high near 37 and a north wind 8 to 13 miles per hour spinning local windmills. Monday night, the forecast is for partly cloudy skies with a low around 20 and a north wind 6 to 11 miles per hour. Tuesday, increasing clouds are forecast with a high of 37 and a south wind increasing 11 to 16 miles per hour in the morning. Then on Tuesday night, there's a 40% chance of rain before 1 a.m. with cloudy skies, a low around 32, the freezing mark, and a south wind 9 to 16 miles per hour becoming west after midnight. And Wednesday, the forecast is for sunny skies with a high of 39, a northwest wind 9 to 13 miles per hour, and a low around 27. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears.
I heard about your love. inside of peace of mind. No water running drain. No water running drain.
Thank you. about the things that we should have done before. The way that things are going, the end is about to fall. We took the roads that years ago. We took the roads that years ago. We took the roads that years ago. We took the roads that years ago.
Yeah.
every night time I find